Good afternoon to one and all. It's lovely to have people in the studio. I sometimes get lonely on my own here. And it's lovely to have a variety of people. So, from the City of Portsmouth College, and you sort of try and do your homework, and I went onto the website, which is a great website. It's really, really good. Katie Quinn, welcomed as the new permanent principal and CEO. And then you tell me you've been there 2 years.
Yeah, that was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Coming up to 2 years in June. Yeah.
And I always like to say to people, whatever business or whatever they're in, how have you got to where you are?
Oh, my goodness, that's a bit of a journey. So I've been working in colleges now for 26 years. Started out in tourism and hospitality before I went into education, and became a trainer for hotels. And that was like my first step into education. I then worked in an international hotel school in London, which was fascinating, in Tottenham Court Road. It was
lovely.
A journey into London every day, and all the tourists at lunch, which used to drive me potty.
Once you're into London, I managed a club in Leicester Square, so I know exactly what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Those were the days, weren't they? Gone way past clubbing now for me. And then I saw a job advertised in the local college close to where I was living in Buckinghamshire at the time. And the rest is history. So I've worked in lots of different colleges, started off as a teacher in travel and tourism, and then really just worked my way up through all the different exciting, fantastic jobs that are available in colleges.
So how long have you been in the Portsmouth area?
So I've been, actually, interestingly, 2 years at City of Portsmouth College, but my father was in the Navy and he was in Gosport.
Oh, right.
So when I was younger, when I was about 14 to 16, I lived in Stubbington, and I remember me and my friend always getting the ferry over and coming and getting up to mischief in the city. Then a while ago I worked at Eastleigh College, which obviously, whilst not Portsmouth, is not that far away.
No.
Then went off and got my first principal role in the Southwest. And then this job came up and I was like, that's the one for me. I want that. And I got it. And here I am.
Congratulations. And we were saying off air just before we came on, and my knowledge of local colleges, really, I lived in Waterloo all my life. And when I left school, it was then you went to Highbury. You either got an apprenticeship in the dockyard or you went to Highbury College. Now, 2 years ago, you all merged?
That's right, yes. Yeah. So Highbury College, which you've just mentioned, merged with Portsmouth Sixth Form College in 2021, so nearly 3 years ago now. And the City of Portsmouth College was formed as a creation of those two fantastic colleges. And that brought what I call the best of both worlds, the academic, traditional Sixth Form A-level route, and that fantastic technical and apprenticeship offer that Highbury had, brought it together so that we've got one unified offer for the city and its communities.
And you've got several different campuses around town?
That's right. Yeah, we've got four. So we've got two on the island, which is the Sixth Form campus, and then Arundel, which is right here in the city centre. And then we've got two which are just off the island, North Harbour, which is construction, and then the Highbury campus, which is in Cosham. And each campus does something slightly different. So they've each got a really strong identity. A-levels at Tangier Road, ESOL and adults in the city, construction, and then VOC and Tech at Highbury.
I couldn't believe it, because obviously doing what I do and various disguises in my life, I spend a lot of time on Facebook, and I couldn't believe the amount of Facebook ads that came up for the college. And I was only picking up stuff like the performing arts diploma and marketing and everything, and then obviously having a conversation with you, it's quite wide-reaching. Not only the variety of courses you offer, and I'm here sitting thinking, oh, you go to college when you leave school, shot straight down. obviously, it involves mature students as well.
They're absolutely. So we've got about 8,000 people that study at the college every year. About 3,200 are traditional school leavers, sixth formers, studying everything from, as I said, A-levels and going on to university to much more vocational and technical and career-focused qualifications. We have adults that are perhaps wanting to reskill or upskill. So they might be thinking, you know, I want to change career and become an accountant, or I want to change career and become an HR director or whatever it might be. But we also offer lots of things for adults around maths and English and digital skills, which obviously are so important, just those life skills to help you on that ladder of progression in life. We offer some higher education programs as well, not very many, but we work really closely with the university to offer those types of routes as well.
Brilliant. I see you've got an open event, an open day coming up on May the 15th.
That's right. Yes, it's at our Highbury campus and North Harbour campus. It's a fantastic opportunity for people to come along and see what we've got on offer, meet some of our current students and chat to them, meet our fabulous staff, and just really get a feel and a sense of what the college is all about. It's very different for those young people which are about to finish school, for example. It is very different. It feels very different. And I always say, make sure you go to the open evenings and walk around and find out about all the fabulous courses and things that you can get involved with after school.
And that is what you tend to think. As I said to you, I didn't realise how wide your spectrum, A, of the buildings you got, B, the courses you can do, and C, just the age range. And as we've discussed before, I think with youngsters at the moment, it's keeping them on the straight and narrow, in simple terms.
Yeah.
Giving them a purpose, because as I said, when I left school, I went to a careers advisor who said, what do you want to be? And I said, a professional footballer. Well, not really worked out. And I believe you give them good guidance in this at all.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually, because the other thing with coming along to an open evening is that they get the opportunity to talk to our specialist careers advisors, get some really good advice and guidance. And, you know, I didn't know what I wanted to do when I was 16. If somebody had said when I was 16 that I'd be doing what I'm doing now, I would have fallen off my chair. So, you know, some people are really clear about what they want to do, which is fantastic. But if you're not, that's fine, because you're one of lots of people that doesn't know what you might want to do. And really, colleges are there to help, to have those conversations and to help find that path for when you've left school. If you're getting a bit worried about what that might look like, we're here to help.
Do you, lecturers, I presume they're not school teachers, they're lecturers, aren't they?
Yeah, we call them lecturers, yeah.
Are lecturers few and far between, or is it quite easy to find them, in simple terms?
No, it's quite difficult. To find qualified lecturers. But we've got fantastic staff. A lot of the staff at the college have been there for a long time, as well as us getting new staff. For our technical courses, for example, some of our construction courses, it's really important that our staff are what we call dual professionals. So they've actually worked in the industry and then they're coming in to teach so that they can teach and pass on those skills to young people. So anybody who is thinking about moving into teaching in a college, for example, keep a lookout for what we've got if you've got a particular profession, because we provide teacher training for staff that don't have that teacher training qualification. Because here we go, no surprise, that's one of the qualifications and training we offer. So
well, I would say back in the day when friends of mine would go, they'd want to be trained to be a plumber, they want to be trained to be an electrician, they get a city in guilds.
Yeah.
That's something you do as well, is it?
Yes, absolutely. And it's those very people you're talking about that we find then later on in their career kind of want to come back and give something back to the young people who will be the future generations taking on those careers in plumbing and electrical, carpentry, and all those really, really important jobs that are still, even with digital and artificial intelligence, we still need plumbers and carpenters.
Absolutely.
And bricklayers. Really, really important.
I come back in a different life, I'm going to be a solicitor, a dentist, car mechanic, or a plumber, I think. That's so The open event is on May the 15th.
Yes, yes.
Is there any form of enrol, or do they just turn up at 4:30?
So you can just turn up, but also if you go onto our website, you can register in advance.
Yep.
So we get a good sense then of how many people are coming. And then come along and you can meet staff and students. We always have refreshments as well, tea, coffee, a bit of cake, things like that. It starts at 4:30 and runs until 7:30 p.m. 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
And it says here, check out our amazing net zero training hub.
Yeah, so that's over at our North Harbour campus, which is our construction centre. We have got real working solar panel systems, ground heat pumps, all of the modern technologies, which we, if anyone is doing those types of qualifications and training, we feed that in because that is the future.
And as a business, is it a good uptake at the moment of people coming, signing up for?
Oh my gosh, yes, yes. So, I mean, I've been at the college 2 years and our numbers have grown massively in those 2 years. Our applications are way up for September. So if you are wanting to come, get your application
in quick.
We're
nearly full up.
We're nearly full, yes.
What more can you say?
Yeah, your application in.
You are doing something wrong, Katie. Thanks very much for coming in. You are one of our main sponsors, the City of Portsmouth College. I hope everybody's grabbed as much information as they can from there. We will be putting blogs up, pictures up on our site, and I'm sure, well, we've got the social media genius with us here anyway, your assistant. she'll be doing the same, or be on Facebook, we'll get it. As I said, many thanks for coming in. It is great to have a local college and explain it all to me, if no one else, what's really
on. You have to come along. I'll see you on the 15th.
Yeah? Oh.
Give you a tour.
My age, if I haven't got it right. I'd love to have a tour.
Yeah,
that'd be really,
welcome.
Really good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Joycer, getting you home.
With Aquacars, the driving force in Portsmouth. Pre-book your stress-free journey home on the Aquacars app. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Express FM. What's on in Portsmouth?
Hey, I'm Gloria Miller, presenter of Music for the Soul here on Express FM, and I am inviting you to join me at the Gaiety South Sea, where I am hosting a Disco Divas Party Night, featuring American singer Marlene Hill singing tunes from your favorite disco divas, comedy magic with Neil Austin, and introducing DJ Rainbow Glow, that's me, the singing DJ. This event is coming up on Thursday, the 9th of May, starting at 7 p.m. Head to book.events and search Disco Divas for more information and to get tickets.
If you're running an event, tell the people of Portsmouth. Add the details on the events section at expressfm.com.
Did you know that one of the UK's top young universities is on your doorstep? With 94% of graduates in work or further study, the University of Portsmouth is the place to get career ready. And with open days running throughout the year, this is the perfect time to take a closer look. Book now at ports.ac.uk/open days.
Not feeling well? From prescriptions and vaccinations to treatment of minor ailments, Lally's Pharmacy has been providing healthcare services in Portsmouth for over 40 years. With late and weekend opening hours, home delivery and new stores in Milton Road, Somers Road and the Pompey Centre, as well as Cosham, Gosport and Hayling Island, there's a Lally's Pharmacy near you. For more information, visit lallyspharmacy.co.uk. Lally's Pharmacy. Fast, effective healthcare when you need it.
Havant, Bedhampton and Lee Park. Are you ready to ride in style with Andy Cars? We're not just a ride, we're your friendly local chauffeurs, here to make your day. For a lift to work, a night out, or just a quick trip, Andy Cars has you covered. Experience Andy Cars, prompt, reliable, and always ready to roll. Call 02392 472 472 or book online at andycars.com. Andy Cars, wherever and whenever you want to go.
Your music, your city.
Please don't go. And I want you to know that I'm gonna miss your love. Is Express FM.
Just want to latest national and world news across Portsmouth. This is Express FM.